Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and all around the world via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out and a welcome to our latest affiliate, WUSX 98.5 FM in the Delmarva region. They're playing us live 2 to 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, Saturdays 2 to 5. And, of course, they're in Seaford, Laurel, Georgetown, Milford, Delaware, in those markets. And we appreciate them very much. And welcome aboard up there, 98.5 WUSX. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers, the men and the women out there with the big rigs, and, of course, our United States mail, bulk mail haulers, thanks so very much. And our suicide jockeys delivering the gasoline and the diesel so we can get to work. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. Go over there, check it out, and find out more about us. All right. Without fail, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us. And to just kind of lay the plan out here, good morning.
Good morning.
To just kind of lay the plan out here, there was a story that was released with a copy of the draft opinion from Politico that got released last night, I don't know, right after dinner, somewhere in there, showing the court's proceedings in the Mississippi case, along with the other details supporting the authenticity of the document. Now, this draft opinion runs 98 pages, includes a 31-page appendix of historical state abortion laws, and the document is replete with citations to previous court decisions, books, and other authorities, and includes 118 footnotes. That being said, you take it from there.
I have the document. I got it, I don't know, within, like, minutes.
Yep.
The key line in this is, and this is a quote, "It is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives." Mm-hmm. That is the Constitution and the rule of law demand. The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey aggregated that authority. Now, this was a lot of people are missing the date on this. I actually took a screenshot of the document and put it out there last night. And it's got February with a blank on the date. And 2022, which says that the vote has already happened in the Supreme Court on this, and It doesn't eliminate abortion at all. It just says it is a state issue and not a federal issue.
Correct.
Now, I would like to ask and put out there that I would charge that inside Washington, D.C., they already know where this came from because Josh Gerstein, who is the author of the piece in Politico, got it from the person or a person. So it is known who that is by Josh Gerstein. So the big question is, will the FBI do a raid? And I ask that question because remember when Project Veritas got raided because of the Biden's daughter's or granddaughter, whoever it was, their diary. Remember that one?
Yep.
And they beat on the doors of a couple of people at Project Veritas at 6 o'clock in the morning with guns drawn.
Mm-hmm.
Over something that hadn't even been published, saying that it was a stolen diary, which it wasn't. So, some interesting things at play. Now, within minutes of the piece hitting Politico last night, the barricades and security went up immediately in front of the Supreme Court.
Yep.
So at 10 o'clock, people were already gathering out there. Now, I will tell you that they probably didn't necessarily know why they were gathering, except to say that Roe versus Wade is no longer the law of the land, which is false. Kind of false. What the saying is, it's not a federal condition. They're sending it back to the states.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got an activist inside that Supreme Court, whether it's a clerk or whether it's some other employee. That's where it came from.
Okie dokie. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this. Come on now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico. Geico is an insurance company who's been saving people for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own. And you can either go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or go to your local agent and find out what the coverage would cost for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. But here's where you really save the money. When you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance with your automobile insurance, you get a significant savings. So consider doing that. Check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or just stop by your local Geico office. Okay, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And I got a couple of quick questions here for you. You ready?
Okay.
Why do you think this leak was done?
Well, I think there's one, possibly two reasons, and that is there's activism going on with people inside Washington, D.C., and they know that this case, the Roe case, the Mississippi case, has been just huge. I mean, that's why when it came to confirming Amy Coney Barrett, that's everybody was predicting that this is the end of Roe. And the Mississippi case was the most significant. So there's that piece of that activism that they want to put it out there and change, and it does already change within hours, the political landscape inside Washington, D.C., and soon to be across the country. Let's not forget that Biden's poll numbers stink. And so when it comes to the reasons why his poll numbers stink, immigration, inflation, supply chain, Ukraine, all these other kinds of things, this kind of changes the debate. But it's a double-edged sword here because of abortion into itself, hands off our bodies, blah, 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 blah. But there's going to be another consequence, and I would argue that those judges who did, in fact, do the early vote that caused the draft to be written in February now really has a threat to their lives and their, certainly their safety. So they don't have a choice. But to really, in spite of Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice, they don't really have a choice but to, prosecute this person.
Okay, so this was illegal then. What was done was illegal.
Oh, it was absolutely illegal. It's the most illegal thing that's happened yet in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope they do find out who it is, and as you said earlier, off air, they know.
Yeah, I of course they have to know. I mean, you've got Josh Gerson and Alexander Ward, who wrote the piece at 8:32 last night and published it in Politico. You know that it didn't get leaked at 8:32. It got leaked yesterday sometime, mm-hmm. or maybe even the day before. And all kinds of phone calls were going on in Washington, D.C., certainly between Gerson and Alexander Ward and whoever else. Somebody may have had to get out of town. Somebody may have already, bailed on the Supreme Court if they're, their job. We don't know those things yet. But it was published last night at 8:30, so sometime before that was when Politico got their hands on it. So they know who they got the document from. Period.
Now, this is going to probably dominate the news cycle for a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. So mm-hmm. it changes the focus on the Biden administration until the Biden administration starts talking about it. Now, you've already got Pelosi and Schumer that have come out and talked about it, and they say that now Congress must act. Well, they can act all they want. That doesn't mean it'll pass. They can attempt to put through whatever kind of legislation, but it's going to be, again, the sword has two edges here.
Okay, so meanwhile, back at the tracks, what's the next shoe that's going to drop?
Well, the next one, can certainly be, some... I really even hate to say it, but you could have some very deadly protests here.
Mm-hmm. I think we're definitely going to have the people on the street burning things again.
Well, I mean, they were out there last night at 10 o'clock. I didn't see anybody burn anything.
No,
yet. They were out there.
Yeah, they were singing Kumbaya last night, that bunch. They were pretty mm-hmm. much docile, but it's going to probably this weekend it'll fire up again somewhere. That's just my thought. I hope not. I don't want to wish that on anybody, but, here we go again.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. We'll just have to cross our fingers and hope that we don't get torn all apart again, because, of course, the Democrats love chaos, and they got it again.
And this is a bad... Well, it's never a good time for anything like this to happen. In fact, it shouldn't happen at all, because what goes on in the Supreme Court was really sacrosanct. It is the only institution left that hadn't been really involved in some kind of a scandal, and now it has. It doesn't say that inflation, immigration, the war in Ukraine, supply chain, interest rate, housing, you know, all these other things that goes away. It clearly doesn't go away. So, you know, I would say just keep your eyes on it all. I mean, this is going to certainly be a distraction. Let's not forget that, you know, Washington, D.C. is made up of lawyers.
Yeah.
And every lawyer is going to have absolutely an opinion. And it's not the opinion of what the draft says. The opinion is what to do about this leak.
Now,
whoever leaked it will be unemployable in the legal world. That doesn't mean they're unemployable, because they're not. You've got all kinds of left-wing activist organizations that work in Washington, D.C. and operate in Washington, D.C. So this person probably already has a job lined up.
Well, I've already heard that there's going to be a book deal, there's going to be a movie, there's going to be all. I've already heard all of that.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see. But okay. I don't, you know, I can't say for sure. I'm just saying that's the stuff that I heard. Now, what do you think, and I don't even want to guess, because this is where you get into trouble when you do guessing. Okay, you mentioned that this is definitely grossly illegal. Nobody's ever done anything like this. I hope to hell they throw the book at the guy or girl.
Of course, which is what I was trying to say. You know, we tend to forget what James O'Keefe over at Project Veritas.
Yeah.
You know, he got a copy of the diary. He did not do anything with it, of the Biden diary. Didn't do anything with it, but he and I think a couple other people in his Project Veritas operation were raided at 6 o'clock in the morning with guns drawn and a search warrant.
Yep.
And what he got was not stolen.
Yep.
They didn't really assert that it was stolen. The diary was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So will the same thing happen here at some point? Will they go raid Josh Gersten's or Politico's offices? You see what I'm saying?
They might. Okay, well, here we go. To be continued, I'm sure. So
yes,
I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bad channel. Take care.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch, coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It didn't take long for Russia to resume its bombardment of Mariupol after more than 100 people that were hiding beneath the steel plant left in buses to Ukrainian-controlled territory. Mariupol's deputy mayor, Sergei Orlov, tells the PBS NewsHour that thousands of civilians remain trapped in the besieged city.
130,000 citizens that are still in Mariupol, all of them are hostages.
Previous attempts to open safe corridors out of the southern port city and other places have broken down. Ukrainian officials accuse Russian forces of shooting and shelling along the agreed-upon evacuation routes. and an Oklahoma judge is allowing a lawsuit seeking reparations for the survivors and descendants of the victims in the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre to proceed. The suit was filed in 2020 under the state's public nuisance law. A late rally boosted the indexes on Wall Street. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, sir, it is. And this edition, this portion of the program, my military and veterans edition, is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. The website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. Tremendous career there. Here's more about them right here.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy at naa.edu, the website, can train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. It's a high-paying, in-demand job. There are definitely job openings all around the world for this position. And two campuses from the National Aviation Academy will be more than happy to have you as one of their students. Now, the first one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. That's number one. The second one is down here by me. I'm in Tampa, Florida. They're in Clearwater, Florida, across Tampa Bay on the other side of the bay. Either way, you give them a call at this number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass., or maybe you might want to go to both of them and see what they're all about. Now, here's the opportunity that you'll have. You'll be able to talk to students. You'll be able to talk to instructors. And you'll be able to talk to the money people that handle the student loans. Now, if you're in the military or coming out of the military or prior military and you have your GI Bill benefits, your educational benefits, no problem. They'll help you with the paperwork and away you go. And, of course, the government will pay for it. We have a lot of people, by the way, who are just getting out of the military. And let's say they were an aviation maintenance technician in the military. Now, all you've got to do because of your training is to come to National Aviation Academy and challenge the test. It's a short session. It's only, I believe it's about a month, maybe 2 months or something like that. Don't quote me on that, but it's a very short session. And then you take the test, show them you have the skills to go along with having the knowledge, and boom, that's it. You're done. And you're out on the flight line working on aircraft. Now, that's the fastest way to do it if you're a prior military with experience. If you don't have the experience as an aviation maintenance tech, then obviously, even if you're prior military, you have to go through the course because you have to have so many hours, and it's very extensive, and it's also very good training. Very good training because monkeying around with aircrafts, especially passenger aircrafts, repairing them, you want to make sure you do that right. So they do not do anything other than serious work on that aircraft. Now, moving along here, there's been a rash of suicides lately in the military, unfortunately. It's been disclosed that troops stationed at remote and overseas bases attempt suicide at slightly higher rates, but were less often successful when compared to the general active duty military population, according to the findings of a new Government Accountability Office report. Now, some of you may realize that yesterday, a group of sailors on board the USS George Washington, hundreds of sailors, now, are being moved off the carrier after a surge in suicides. Now, the Navy will begin to move sailors off the aircraft carrier following a string of suicides and complaints from service members about conditions aboard the ship. Now, the projected departure for the aircraft carrier George Washington has been pushed back once again because while they're taking those crew members off, they have to replace them with other crew members. And who knows how we're going to get this rectified, but there's got to be a way. This is terrible. These young men and women are committing suicide at 20-some-odd a day. This is just not acceptable. I'm sorry. Not acceptable. There's got to be a way to make this work. And I'm sure there is. So we'll keep plugging away until we get it right, I guess, is what we're going to be doing. Now, the Florida Guardsmen that were in the Ukraine, remember we heard about the Florida Guardsmen that were in the Ukraine, training the Ukrainian forces on some of the weaponry they had there? Well, the Florida National Guard unit that evacuated Ukraine in February has a new mission, continue to train Ukrainian troops, this time outside of Ukraine, in Germany. And they're going to be training them on tanks and artillery. Because Germany gave the Ukrainian forces some tanks and some long-range artillery. So our Florida National Guardsmen from down here will be training them over there in Germany. Now, you're probably, in all the hoopla that was going on yesterday, you probably didn't hear about the two rockets targeting a base in western Iraq hosting U.S.-led coalition troops crashed near the complex without causing any casualties or damage. This according to the pictures that were seen. Also, at least five states are sending their aging M113 armored personnel carriers to Europe to support the Pentagon's race to send equipment to the Ukraine. These older APCs can find a new use in the Ukraine, taking the squads from point A to B. And also, the North Carolina National Guard is now stepping up to the mix as they're providing military equipment to the Ukraine. Governor Roy Cooper announced that. And kudos to them for stepping up and getting it done. Always liked the Tar Heels. Folks in North Carolina were always really good to me, and I appreciated that. Spent a little time there. Spent more time at Fort Campbell, though. Now, 100 civilians, approximately, were evacuated from the besieged Azovstal Steelworks in the Mariupol area. They were due to arrive in the Ukrainian-controlled city of Zaporizhia in Ukraine's Kharkiv region. Now, the residents in the north and east of the city of Kharkiv are being told to remain in their shelters due to the heavy Russian shelling that's going on right now. Russia's doing everything they can to take over that eastern quadrant that they want. They might have a little bit of a surprise, though, with some of the big guns that are being fired back at them, by the way. We'll see what happens. Also, Russia U.S. strike. Russia launched airstrikes against U.S. weapons at an airfield near Odessa. This is confirmed by a defense ministry person. He said that there was damage, but they didn't destroy everything that they aimed at. They destroyed a section of runway at the military airfield near the Ukrainian city of Odessa and did destroy a partial cache of weapons and ammunition that were there, not only from the United States, but also from some European countries. Now, this is going on a lot right now. NATO fighter jets are scrambling multiple times per week to meet, challenge, and turn Russian aircraft around that are starting to fly dangerously close to some of the NATO countries. And the NATO pilots get up in the air and they fly up there and boom, chase the bad guys away, the bad guys being the Russians. So we'll see how that all plays out in the days and weeks to come. But anyway, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be around when we come back. Lots to talk about in the money market here. Boy, shoot. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world.
And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Well, thank you very much, pretty lady. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with the watchdog on Wall Street, Mr. Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and Acura, of course, the prime label, the... the creme de la creme when it comes to SUVs. If you want to find out more about them, go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And they will sell you a car regardless of where you live. It's just that simple. All right. Mr. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, sir.
How are you?
Well, first let's talk about the brouhaha with the Supreme Court. Did you ever think that we would ever have a breach? Security breach, the likes of which what we got.
Yeah, I'm a little confused by this. Like I said, I don't know what to believe or not to believe now for something like this to come out. It seems as if that this was it's almost like intentional to try to get the country, you know, riled up and
it was
on social media, and also maybe as a distraction. For how, you know, things are going on the economic side and with inflation and everything else that's going on.
Yep.
So, someone's got to get to the bottom. This is obviously a paper trail.
Yep.
We got to figure out who did this. It's stuff like this has to stop. Whether you agree, disagree, whatever it may be. There's still nuances of this decision that need to be worked out.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a rush, and you're gonna have all sorts of protests and things taking place.
Yep.
Maybe surely.
Yep. And I can bet you that this weekend the big blue cities around the countryside are gonna have a bunch of protesters in the streets. I just hope they don't get violent. But then again, you never know, right?
You certainly hope not. I would take a guess that some of the anti-FA groups will come out and start trying to riot and break things and do what they did just a couple of years ago. So I hope it's not the case. I hope I'm wrong, but they seem to jump on every opportunity to do that.
Well, if they do, our police need to be a lot tougher, and if we need to get the National Guard out there or somebody to from the military out on the streets to enforce the law, then that's what we need to do. Okay, here we
They couldn't handle it. Trump was president, and they didn't even handle it. I mean, so I don't have to take a lot of stock in that. Maybe certain states, but
Florida did.
Yeah, Florida, but, you know, many of the other states, you know, we all saw what happened.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the problem that we should be talking about. Food shortages now are surging to record highs because certain products cannot be planted or certain crops cannot be planted. So there's a problem with grain right now, amongst other things. And food price inflation is the second highest ever in the history of this country.
Yeah, the other input costs as well, like fertilizer, gotten much more expensive as well. What I can tell you is this leads to issues. The whole Arab Spring and a lot of the uprisings that took place back in 2010 were due to the same type of a situation, rising food prices. You can take a look at various different newspapers around Europe. Protests were getting a little bit more boisterous on May 1st this year. People are none too happy about the high cost of energy and the high cost of food, they're pushing back. So whenever you have food costs go up, it tends to make things, a lot more tense, not just here but everywhere.
Now, there's a report here that I've got, and I'm going to challenge this for a second. Sluggish construction spending raises risk of recession around the corner. Have you been to Lakewood Ranch in the last month or two?
Back in February?
Okay. Was everything around you being built around again, you know, being built up and whatnot?
Oh, yeah. It's just construction everywhere. It's taken a very long time because of the ability to get certain materials. Usually, you know, those areas in Florida, you know, turnaround time for a home is under a year. It's now pushed much further back because of the high cost of materials and
lumber,
the ability to get those materials.
So, lumber and bricks. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
it's everything from Florida. You're putting the pool in. You can't get salt water chlorinators, and there's just things that's very, very difficult to get your hands on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right, but the building still continues down there. I mean, there's some shopping centers being built, and schools are building a couple new schools because of all the growth down there. And whenever they have to build a school, that's a good thing because that means that there's more people moving in. Now, Germany, and this is kind of up your alley because you know about the European Union and all that. I don't pay that much attention to it, but Germany is backing the European Union embargo on Russian oil despite the faltering economy, and they're going to get rid of it altogether, they say, not by the end of the year, but within months, no more Russian oil for Germany.
Yeah, I saw this, and I'm like, okay. Basically, what they did was the logistics were worked out in a different way. Russian oil is going to continue to be sold. It's going to be sold at a discount to India and China and other places that want it, and some of the suppliers that were supplying India and those other places, that's going to go to Europe. Russia's not going to have a difficult time moving their oil based upon this ruling. Just want to let everybody know. I mean, it's a lot of posturing to some degree. It really is. I understand the need you want to do that and show some pushback, but it's a big world we live in, and if you're going to sell oil to a country at $30 below what the global price is, many countries will take you up on that offer.
Now, we haven't really talked a lot about Bitcoin, but Warren Buffett, who is a major player in the game and a world of investment, correct?
Mm-hmm.
He says he wouldn't buy, and this is a quote, he wouldn't buy all the Bitcoin in the world for $25.
Well, his thinking, and it's the same thinking that I have when it comes to these things, is that it's not a productive asset. So if he owned all the Bitcoin in the entire world for $25, he'd have to find somebody to sell that Bitcoin to at a higher price. Now, he only likes dealing in things that, like I said, are productive assets that build stuff, that create stuff, much like myself. It's, you know, you want to be an investor. There's a difference between that and this. It's called the greater fool theory, where you're trying to get somebody to take whatever you have off your hands at a higher price, and he doesn't see the value in that.
Mm. By the way, here's the comment about the food. The United States is warning the grain shortage is imminent because Russia has now blockaded the Ukrainian ports. They can't get the chips in and out to take the grain out.
Well, again, it's going to be very, it's going to hurt Africa. It's going to hurt many different places around the globe. You know, it shouldn't hit us to that degree as far as supplies are concerned. We should be able to take care of ourselves. But again, you think about this and you think about how supply chains are put together and how inefficient they are, and you know, your reliance upon certain areas, and you have to kind of rethink some of these things. And many countries are going to do that moving forward, looking to see where they're sourcing their commodities from.
Now, HSBC, isn't that the Hong Kong bank?
Yes, Sambo and the UK both.
Okay, yeah. They're going to relocate their United States headquarters to Tishman's Spiral. That's the name of a Tishman's Spiral in Manhattan.
But yeah, I don't know where they were moving from. It's probably moving.
I think you were out in California.
I didn't know. I wasn't know where their American headquarters is. Global bank, and mm-hmm. You know, and they've gotten themselves in a lot of trouble over the past several years with the money laundering for drug cartels in Mexico and South America.
Hmm. By the way, Twitter is estimating that the spam and the fake accounts are actually less than 5% of the users. It's a lot less than what they thought it was to begin with.
Again, they're going to go through. We'll see. I'm not buying that. I think it's probably worse than that. I really do, just based upon some of the companies out there and what they're able to do when it comes to, you know, buying accounts. We'll see. And it's also got to understand, you know, the thing about Twitter is who are the active users on that. Mm-hmm. The one thing that Twitter hasn't been able to monetize is it doesn't have that many people actually going there. What happens is that, you know, people put out a tweet and then the media grabs a tweet and then publicizes that tweet. And that's very difficult to monetize.
Okay, and I'll wrap this up real quick by saying NBC has uncovered a plagiarism scandal at their own network. Oh, no. Oh, no. We'll find out who it is tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, thank you, Chris. You take care. All right, that's our buddy Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go there, check it out. You'll find out what's going on. I'll be right back right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
This is Al Warner. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.